Hello everybody, my name is Sigflup, Sigflup Sinislabo that is, and I am here to talk to you about a wearable computer that I built, quote-unquote built, that I constructed, more or less, out of ready-made parts. I was given a couple of Raspberry Pis, and I didn't really know what to do with them for a long time. I think I found a use for at least one of them, and that is in a wearable computer. So I have a Raspberry Pi in it. I also have a half of a MyView Solo in there, as well as four deep batteries charging the whole thing, and a keyboard. And so this is what I wear. I wear the computer bits, the Raspberry Pi and the battery and whatnot. I wear the computer bits kind of like a tie, which I find is nice to have it just on your front. And I wear the MyView Solo parts on my eyes, or on one eye rather, and I type on the keyboard. And so it's pretty straightforward how this works as a wearable computer. I'll talk to you about a couple of things that I've learned while taking apart the MyView Solo to plug the pieces and use half of it. The MyView Solo is a heads-up display that was intended for use with the iPad and the iPod and the iPhone and whatnot, to turn its composite video out into a display that you had presented right in front of you through these awkward-looking goggles that you'd wear. The awkward-looking goggles actually has two very tiny LCDs that they're 320 by 240. These LCDs, and so my goal was to extract one of them because I wanted a sort of a monocle. I thought it looked a little bit more visually pleasing if I had just one eye covered instead of both. So I took it apart, and it was a bit difficult to take apart because it's held together, the headset part of it. There are three parts. There's the headset part of it. There's a little oval shaped box on the wire of it, with brightness and contrast controls and a power button. And then there's the part that plugs into the iPad or iPod or whatever. The part that plugs into the iPad or iPod or whatever is detachable. This is important. I'll tell you why it's important in a second. So I was taking apart the goggles, and I didn't have a Torx screw. It's held together by four very tiny Torx screws. I didn't have a Torx wrench or a Torx screwdriver or anything like that to take it apart, so I very carefully wedged the whole thing apart with a couple of butter knives. So it's I can't put the packaging back together, but found out that the innards of it were pretty cool. The optics for the left eye and the right eye are connected, which is unfortunate because I just wanted one eye. You'll find that the optics are connected in this little box with the LCDs on either side. You can just go ahead and cut that box right in half. There's nothing really inside of it. And that's exactly what I did, was I cut in half and used only one side of it for my eyepiece. The unfortunate part about taking this apart, I found, was that, so you have LCDs on either side of the optics, and LCDs on either side of the optics, and these are what illuminates the screen is LEDs behind the LCDs. And I found that these LEDs are connected. You can't disconnect one and have the other one work, unfortunately. So I kept one connected and kind of hid it by the earpiece, and because I suppose they're in series in some way or something like that. Another problem with the Mivi Solo is you can't power it constantly with an external source without it charging. If you, the part that has a little oval with the contrast and brightness controls has a tiny battery inside of it. It also has a USB plug. You charge it with the USB plug and it charges the battery, but you can't turn it on. It'll turn on for a few seconds and turn off and discover that the battery's there and charge it. So if you just remove the battery, then you can charge it with an external source. So that's what I did, was remove the battery. The part that connects to the iPod or iPad or whatever actually disconnects, and there's a stereo plug. Well, it's not stereo. There's three tips and a shield. So it's one source more than stereo. So it's a triple or something like that. I don't know what you'd call it. It's this plug. And I found that the first two tips is the audio. The next tip is the AV ground. And the shield, for some odd reason, the shield is video, which is kind of odd. But that's the way they made it. And you can connect this to any NTSC or PAL video source. I chose the NTSC video out of my Raspberry Pi, and it works quite well. Although you can't really see anything because it's a 320 by 240 display. I'll talk about that in a second. I'll talk about that now. I wrote a terminal emulator for it that kind of zooms into what you're typing and zooms in around the screen so you can actually see what's going on. And that link is in the source in the show notes. Runs not quite as smooth on the Raspberry Pi as it does on a normal computer, but it's smooth enough so far. It still has yet to be optimized terribly much. I mean, it's algorithmically optimized, I think, but it can use some ARMish assembly in there in its inner loops for a little bit more optimization. So on to power. The entire thing is powered by 4D cell batteries. I power the Raspberry Pi directly. The Raspberry Pi has a little 5-volt regulator attached very closely to its power source, and so you can go over and under the target voltage and target amperage a little bit without disturbing the Raspberry Pi too much. And so the 6 volts that I draw out of the D batteries is enough to power the Raspberry Pi. Then I power the MyView and the other peripherals, the wireless keyboard and whatnot, through the USB plugs. And that's it. That's my little wearable computer. It's been very nice. I've been wearing it around town with a little keyboard, and gotten mixed reactions from it. I think it's still socially unacceptable to have a screen attached to you, unfortunate as this is. If the screen were smaller, I think it would be a little bit more socially acceptable. But there's a certain clique of people that find it really interesting, I found. that's it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, Today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.